Welcome. You're listening to Passage, Paragraph, and Prayer. I'm Pastor Nathan Biebert, and today we're looking at Genesis 3, verse 20. Listen to Genesis 3, verse 20. And Adam named his wife Eve, because she would be the mother of every living person. It seems strange, doesn't it, that Adam hadn't named his wife until this point? He had simply said, "She shall be called woman, for taken from man was she." Perhaps just as Adam, which simply means mankind and also sounds like the word for ground, was sufficient for him, so Isha, woman in Hebrew, was sufficient for her. But now he wants to give her a proper name, and she doesn't resist. After all, what had God said? On the day you eat of it, you shall surely die. Then the devil had lied to them. You will not surely die. Then they had eaten of it, and in a way they did die. Sin broke their relationship with God, and he had to restore that relationship with his grace and promise of a Savior. But because of that promise, they did not fall over dead. They were not perishing eternally in hell. What had happened was certainly a monumental disappointment to the devil. And Adam now celebrates God's grace by naming his wife Eve. Life. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, you took my sin and my death that I might have holiness and life. Life to the full. Life eternal. Help me not to take for granted the grace of each moment that I am still living and breathing on earth. Help me not to take for granted even more, that even now my soul lives and breathes immortal breath in heaven through your Holy Spirit. Amen. Passage, Paragraph, and Prayer is a podcast of Trinity Evangelical Lutheran Church in Winter, South Dakota. To learn more about Trinity's ministry, or to provide feedback about the content of this podcast, you can email me at trinitylutheransd@gmail.com, or you can visit our website at www.trinitylutheransd.org. Until next time, thanks for listening.